Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is fromthetrenchesworldreport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 5th day of June, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 71 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. And we're looking for a high of 80 degrees today and a low of 51. And about sizes it up. Still thunderstorms. I mean, I heard thunder last night. But I never saw no rain, but what might have we? Well, let's see if we're allowed to fucking look at our own fucking site here today. That was fucking Google doing that to us yesterday. Three fucking computers at once. Okay, sorry about that. Hang on a second. All righty then. Wow, what do you know? Okay. This is breaking. FBI concern. Their informant on Biden bribery corruption will be killed if named made public. Hell, the whole goddamn nation knows what he did, didn't they? We've seen it. We've seen the god. I mean, fuck this bullshit. Why is that motherfucker under arrest? Why isn't fucking Hunter Biden under arrest, by the fucking way, for fucking molesting little six-year-old children? Oh, we just lost our goddamn broadcaster. How about that? You don't like that when I talk about old Hunter, do you, you sons of bitches? That's just tough fucking shit, because I ain't going to stop talking about that low-life son of a bitch. Get it through your fucking head. That, I mean, all of this, the way the news is being constructed, the whole fucking thing is to make it seem like a long time ago that we seen him with them little tiny girls and that fucking cocaine. And not a word fucking heard about it, huh? Their informant, okay. The FBI is concerned their informant on Biden bribery corruption will be killed if named public. The FBI is not only confirming the bribery evidence is real, but that the Biden crime family may murder people trying to expose them. Why aren't they under arrest? Even in your admiralty, what's your fucking excuse? That is fucking amazing. I'll tell you, I swear it is, people. 30% of young Americans support government cameras being installed in American households. Bull fucking shit. 30% of fucking those you fucking polled that are the children of the goddamn young Americans that are old enough to vote. This comes from the voter rolls, which is 10% to 20% of the fucking population. So 30% of 10% is what? Nothing. This is all fucking lies, man. This is all they can fucking do. Support for mass surveillance is growing. Yeah, I'm sure every fucking body wants to be watched, what they are fucking doing. That is the most asinine fucking assertion I think I've ever heard in my life. 30% of young Americans support government cameras being installed in American households. Well, why won't you little one of you little son of a bitches come install one in mine, you fucking punks? And so, the bottom line is there is no such bullshit. I mean, the fucking hardcore fucking communists, there ain't no fucking 30% of them, are the only ones putting this fucking propaganda bullshit out. 3 in 10 young Americans support government surveillance cameras in every household to reduce abuse and crime. Bullshit. You think you throw a number out there? We know every word you say is a fucking lie. We know your fucking numbers are fucking lies. It's all you're any good for is to fucking lie to us. We're not going to buy into this shit. By the way, Hunter Biden needs to be fucking arrested for fucking pedophiling little six-year-old girls and giving them cocaine, doesn't he? Whatever happened to that, people? That was only about a week ago. Oh, man, they think they can bury it in the fucking Ministry of Truth, the Ministry of Lies. Let's see if it says anything else about this. No, but it just has that. That's cool. At least we can go there now. We know how. Fix that. I like this. I mean, the way it goes from this to that, to this to that. Hey, I want to talk about Hunter Biden. I want to see that goddamn film. I want to see what the fuck the goddamn American, those that are calling themselves government, what the corporation's doing about their fucking goddamn pedophile, fucking Hunter Biden, filming himself with little six-year-old girls. Breaking nuclear risk, thousands evacuated in Ukraine after a vital dam hydroelectric power plant near the front line in southern Ukraine was reportedly obliterated by Russia, posing grave threats to residents with devastating floods imminent. This guy, yeah, same shit. Okay, we'll go take a look and see what they want to talk about. I mean, this is to keep your... Not now. Leave me alone. Nuclear risk. Thousands evacuated in Ukraine after a vital... Blah, blah, blah. We already did that. Russia posing grave threats to residents with devastating floods imminent. Video, despite the destruction, raising concerns about safety at the nearby nuclear facility instead of... Oh, fuck. Nuclear facility. Dams breaking... What was that thing about Hunter Biden? Oh, that's right. The dirty fucking cock-sucking low-life son of a bitch and pedophile motherfucker filmed himself with fucking little fucking girls, 6 or 7 fucking years old, dressed up like fucking whores, with goddamn pictures of him weighing out his fucking crack cocaine as he's fucking pedophiling children. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what I remember about that. You're going to do no fucking good, buddy. Go. 30% of Americans. Bullshit. That is such fucking bullshit. Think about when you were a kid, how much your privacy meant to you. When you were young. Younger people, man. Fuck. That's what you fucking, I guess that's what you age yourself for. Nuclear risk, my ass. Oh, and I love this one here, man. Independent Nord Stream expedition discovers clue missed by official investigators by Jeffrey Brodsky. Now, this is really fucking getting desperate. The gray zone participated in what appears to be the first independent expedition investigating the sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline near one of the blast sites. We discovered a diving boot used by U.S. Navy divers. How did Swedish investigators miss this? See if we can go on to this. We got a good old boot. We got a good old boot going here. Forget about Hunter Biden, man. Don't worry about that. On the evening of May 24, 2023, I stood aboard a small ship called the Baltic Explorer with sun still high overhead in the Baltic Sea. Our boat sat anchored 31 nautical miles from the coast of Denmark and directly above the ruptured Nord Stream 2 pipelines in the exclusive economic zone of Sweden. For several minutes, I stared at the live video feed from an underwater drone shown never before seen footage of the ruptures in the pipeline. Suddenly, a strange object appeared on the screen. It was a black an orange diver's boot. Ooh. The Greystone has identified a model which closely resembles the boot and and is used by both U.S. Navy and commercial divers, Ukraine Navy. If it's used by anybody that can buy one, I mean, it's really fucking irrelevant. And this, again, is off to send us off a fucking down a rabbit trail. I want Hunter Biden fucking charged for fucking molestation, pedophilia, and fucking possession of fucking crack cocaine around a fucking guy, around a six-year-old, you filthy son of a bitch. Navy and command divers, Ukraine Navy divers have also been seen wearing similar boots. I bet every fucking diver wears them. We have also learned that the boots' presence had been previously reported to investigators, yet they have not collected it or divulged its existence. And they have a little thing where they, you can watch it. You can watch the drone go over the boot. Video of the boot filmed by drone from the Baltic Explorer. A new clue on the Baltic Sea floor. What took place on September 26, 2022 shattered the placid atmosphere that usually prevails on the Baltic Sea. On that day, as the war in Ukraine deepened, four explosions ruptured the $23 billion Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines that carried natural gas from Russia to Europe. It was the most severe act of industrial sabotage in human history, serving the main artery for affordable energy from Russia to Germany, cheap energy that was critical to maintaining Germany's industrial base. Nord Stream 1, Nord Stream 2, each consisted of two pipelines. Three of them were ruptured. One line of Nord Stream 2 remains intact. Sweden, Denmark, and Germany have conducted investigations, but with the exception of an early Swedish assessment that the explosions were probably caused by gross sabotage, their findings have yet to be published. Well, I think I'm going to put my fucking concentration. I think I'm going to go fight the fucking war for this. I mean, this is what I'm going to fucking fight for. Not them little fucking girls that fucking Hunter Biden fucking molested. Not them little fucking girls he had in them is little fucking video, his fucking child porn video with fucking cocaine. Nah, I don't want to know about that. I want to go after this goddamn boot. Now more than, see how it's a mishmash? They can come back and about every fucking word matches. I mean, when they're running a fucking program, like when they're pushing the LGBTQ queer shit, all 4% of those motherfuckers. I mean, they got all these fucking subject matter fucking events that they can use to cover bullshit like what Hunter got busted. Why isn't that son of a bitch under arrest? Ask yourself that. Ask everybody around you. Anybody that wants to talk about something else, say, what about this? What about goddamn Hunter Biden and those little girls in the goddamn whore outfits and the goddamn crack cocaine? What about that? Is anybody even looking at that? The boot spotted on our expedition bears a striking resemblance to those worn by U.S. Navy divers. Ukraine U.S. trained new Navy divers have also been spotted using the same model, or one which is virtually identical. It should be noted, however, that the boot of similar appearance appears to be commercially available as well. Well, that kind of shuts down your whole big fucking theory about the boot, don't it? I mean, how much time have we wasted on a fucking boot? And Hunter Biden goes on. I wonder who he's molesting today. Does this offer a clue about the identity of the perpetrators of the Nord Stream attack? How in the hell could it? This is a Chinese fucking boot. It can be bought by any fucking buddy. This goddamn is a story that's... Go ahead, sorry.
Well, his dad would just give him a pardon.
Well, he surely would, but he would have to do it, wouldn't he? I mean, to hide something that big and tell me about a fucking boot? You think I care about a goddamn boot? We know who blew it up. It was just part of the fucking program. But this is not what I'm going to go to war for. I'm going to go to war for those little girls. I'm going to go to war for the goddamn their innocence, for their fucking right to have a goddamn life without fucking sicko motherfuckers like Hunter Biden fucking doing God knows what to them. Required, but its location and brand appear to be significant. Why? In late May, Swedish engineer Eric Anderson obtained access to blast sites along the both the Nord Stream and two pipelines in both the exclusive economic zones of Sweden and Denmark. In the course of our expedition to the blast sites, the Greystone has obtained, excuse me a second. Swedish engineer Eric Anderson obtained access to the blast sites along the NORAD Stream 1 and 2 pipelines in both the exclusive economic zones of Sweden and Denmark. In the course of our expedition to the blast sites, the Greystone has obtained sonar images and underwater drone images and videos that have never been seen by the public before. So fucking what? Swedish and Danish maritime authorities were notified about the expedition. As a precautionary measure, the organizers of the expedition filed an application with the Swedish Defense Authority for permission to publish the expedition never before seen high resolution sonar images of a boot. Much more important than children. Oh, they show the boot again here. The boot was spotted approximately 5 meters from the small leak site in the NORAD 2 Stream 2 pipeline in the Swedish exclusive economic zone. It was a few minutes before 7 o'clock p.m. on May 24, 2023, when our expedition underwater drone caught sight of it. You can go over and look at the boot, people. That boot's going to fucking... What is that boot got? I mean, what is this fucking story? It is unknown for how long the boot has been exposed on the seafloor. As seen in figure 2, Anderson, the organizer of the expedition, believes it is possible the boot was previously covered by significant sediment or mud, which may have been moved by underwater currents or by the blast. Otherwise, it is unclear how... Now we just lost our fucking goddamn... We can play... Sons of bitches. All right, back to the boot. What are you doing, you sneaky bastards? The boot resembles the Thor Diver overboot produced by Northam Diver, a British company whose products are produced in China. China. How many fucking boots are there? The boot closely, okay, this looks like a Thor overboot. Neil Tordoff, the military and commercial sales director for Northern Divers, stated after viewing a photo of the boot sent by the Gray Zone, I can't be 100% sure. Tordoff said Northern Northam Diver no longer manufactures this boot due to disruptions in production brought on by the... God, you won't miss a fucking chance. I mean, even in the story about the fucking good old boot, we got COVID-19 pandemic. Well, COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 never existed. COVID-19 will never exist. And there was no fucking pandemic. It was a scandemic where you killed fucking God knows how many people, probably millions across the fucking goddamn world. You motherfuckers are going to answer up. But I mean, to throw that in with the fucking boot, really? That's why there ain't more of these boots, because of COVID-19. Fuck you, there ain't no COVID-19. If it's the Thor overboot, this was used and is still used in the oil and gas industry for divers. It's part of a dry diving suit that would normally be used in contaminated waters to keep the diver safe, Turdoff explained. So here. Now this boot has had to be the goddamn CIA. It's a CIA boot. Well, everybody's got a pair of these fucking boots. This item is used worldwide, he added. So then why in the fuck are we talking about it? Why is there an article about it? It's because it fucking was laying on the floor by a oil pipeline. The owner of the boot may have been a diver who lost it while planting the bombs. May have, oh, fuck you. Alternatively, the boot may belong to a diver ordered back to the crime scene to retrieve the unexploded charge meant for the intact line of NORAD Stream 2, a theory proposed by Seymour Hersh, or perhaps it belonged to a commercial diver. That's right. I clear forgot about Hunter Biden molesting those little fucking 6 and 7 year old girls dressed like fucking prostitutes, and his cocaine and his crack cocaine he was fucking using with them, and he even videotaped it. And everybody's seen the videotape. We don't want to talk about it. Let's talk about a fucking boot. They're showing this boot here on a diver. It's when they go all the way down to the bottom and fucking walk on the fucking bottom. But I mean, there's a zillion of them. I mean, this is like finding the Nike tennis shoe. I had a long conversation with NS2AG on May 30th. Anderson explains they clearly deny that there had ever been any diving for construction or pipeline maintenance in the area. Anderson also told by NS2AG that the company had discovered the boot in February and reported it to the Swedish investigators. I mean, this is a fucking article. This is about a boot. And this motherfucker is longer than a horror's dream. I kid you not. But we're gonna play the boot game. We'll find something else. The boot that could be any boot, but we're gonna theorize on it. That way, we're not thinking about Biden, you know, and fucking Hunter Biden and his fucking child prostitutes at 6 years old. Journalists are asking Ukraine soldiers to hide their Nazi patches, NYP admits by Tyler Durden. The New York Times has been forced to very, very blatantly deal with something which had long been obvious and known to many independent analysts and media outlets, but which it has been carefully shielded from the mainstream masses in the West for obvious reasons. Like, now we knew this. How long have we known that these motherfuckers are Nazis? How long? The surprising Monday Times headline said that the Nazi symbol on Ukraine's front lines highlight Tommy issue of history. I don't know. This acknowledgement comes after literally years. Primarily indie journalists and geopolitical commentators pointing out that, yes, indeed, Ukraine's military and paramilitary groups, especially those operating in the east since at least 2014, have a serious Nazi ideology problem. They have a problem. They're fucking Nazis. They were Nazis when you came there. This just ain't jiving, man. They had that false left-right paradigm for so fucking long. They had their political correctness for so fucking long. Now this fucking shit is just going in every direction like a fucking shit bomb that exploded in the middle of the room. This has been exhaustively documented, again, going back years, but the report, which merely tries to downplay it as a throny issue. Okay, we'll go with throny issue, whatever the fuck that is. Of Ukraine's unique history suggests that there they fucking went down again. You do not want me fucking broadcasting, you sons of bitches. All right, we're back. We're back. The authors of the NYT report begin by expressing frustration over the optics of the Nazi symbols being displayed so proudly on many Ukrainian soldiers' uniforms. Well, of course we're for fucking National Socialism, aren't we? That's what this country was built upon, National Socialism. You know, who was it? Smetley Butler? That they tried to get, General Smetley Butler to have a fascist uprising in this country, and a lot of people calling themselves goddamn patriots supported that son of a bitch, which meant the end of the Bill of Rights, which meant fucking goddamn National Socialism, you filthy fucking treasonous bastards. I can say that about that as I'm being distracted from the fact that Hunter Biden has still not been called to answer for being with little fucking girls and dressed up like whores. I mean, little tiny girls dressed up like whores, 6-7 year olds, and his cocaine. How come isn't it? I mean, this is really throwing me off, suggesting that many journalists, photographers, which have in some cases been featured in newspapers and media outlets worldwide, typically coupled with generally positive articles on Ukraine's military, are merely unfortunate or misleading, the NYT report says. In each photograph, Ukrainians in uniform wore patches featuring symbols that were made notorious by the Nazi Germany and have since become part of the iconography of a bright, see, why would you say that? I mean, Armin Koch, I mean, you fucking pricks. You see, this is make this look like an important fucking article. We know they're fucking Nazis. We know that there ain't no, that they're national socialists and they're goddamn communists and they're fucking goddamn capitalists. They're fucking, they're international corporate mafia. That's what they are. That's who can fucking take little six-year-old girls and film themselves with them in goddamn prostitute uniforms and fucking film the crack cocaine that they're fucking smoking while they're fucking molesting these little children. That's who can do that. The report admits this has led to controversy wherein newsrooms actually must delete some photos of Ukraine soldiers and militants. The photographs and their deletions highlight the Ukraine military complicated relationship with Nazi imagery, a relationship forged under both Soviet and German occupation during World War II, continues the report. So it's merely, thormy, whatever in the hell that is, and complicated. It ain't very fucking complicated, man. You're wearing fucking Nazi goddamn fucking badges. You're fucking Nazis. We're fucking over. That's where all your money in Ukraine is going, to back the fucking Nazis, the National Socialists. You remember the ones that they spent a fortune of our fucking money, and not to mention the fucking Balfour Agreement, where they fucking, I think that was what it was called, where we rebuilt fucking Europe and we rebuilt fucking Japan after we blew them the fuck up. But now, hey, man, these same fucking people, it's just like 1984. We've always been at war with East Asia. West Asia is our friend. And now we've always been at war with West Asia. East Asia is our friend. They're playing this fucking shit out right in front of our fucking faces, people. The Ukraine soldiers hide their Nazi patches, NYPD admits. Well, I don't know, but we're going to take a break and we'll come back with something else. Another diversion from the fact that Hunter Biden fucking is molesting little fucking children probably right fucking now and with giving them crack cocaine, little six-year-old girls. You think about that. Does this shit here outrage you? Oh, does a Nazi fucking sign outrage you when you already know those cocksuckers are Nazis? You know that they're not that they're Nazis. They use Nazi and communism. They use those two systems. They took the fucking shit that worked the best to control people and they made it and called it democracy. Don't you see? But when you see the fucking Nazi helmet, why should that bother you at all? I mean, it's way past since World War II and World War I, or at least World War II, where so many of fucking people, you know, 40, 50 years ago, people would have been pretty pissed about this, wouldn't they? The people that went over there and died fighting fucking Nazis. I think they'd be upset about it, but it's like fucking Korea and Vietnam. These fucking communists are walking our goddamn streets telling us that they're going to perpetrate a communist fucking revolution, you know, in our country. And they're doing it, you know, fucking, I mean, they're just doing it right in front of your fucking face. And nobody's doing a goddamn thing to stop it. And nobody's going to do a thing to stop it because we're all a bunch of fucking cowards and fuck, or you're either cowardly or stupid. You have no other excuse. Really, you don't. We'll be right back.
Cause I'm the one that you see. Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was one as we sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it, and I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will go into the mystic. Come on, girl.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1237. They turned our fucking broadcaster off again. This is just amazing, people. Just don't want to stay on. You take me to that? I need the broadcaster now. There you go. Sons of bitches. They're hiding their patches. The thing is, people, if Hunter Biden can take little 6-year-old girls and dress them up in goddamn prostitute, you know, they make those things that little, that's kind of amazing to me to start with. But if he can do that and film himself with these little girls and the cocaine, all this other shit like this goddamn Nazi, what's the meaning of it? Is it going to piss somebody off? Is somebody going to do something about this? Now, goddamn, I mean, we're not talking about little girls here. I mean, this is goddamn Nazi paraphernalia on these goddamn Ukrainian troops that we're paying billions of dollars to fuck and cut our throats, isn't it? Let's see what else fucking that's so goddamn important that it's more important than Hunter Biden and his fucking pedophilia, drug use. If they're not going to do anything about that, they're not going to do anything about none of this shit. You've got to do it. You have the goddamn authority, the fucking unalienable, absolute, fucking ratified by the representatives of the people. Law of December 15, 1791 charges you with fucking shutting this fucking shit down. And if you're going to start somewhere, you're going to start with Eric Adams suggests housing illegal migrants in private residence in New York. I mean, of course they're going to fucking keep going. They're going to keep fucking coming straight at you, and you're going to keep backing up, because that's what you're doing. You're not even standing your fucking ground. You're backing up. You keep backing up. Eric Adams suggests housing illegal migrants in private residence in New York. It is my vision to take the next step to the faith-based locales, and then move to a private residence. They have spare rooms. Is this going to be fucking something that we... Anyway, Galen put up a good comment. I mean, you're talking about the third article. They're going to come in and, oh, no, we're not. This isn't coercion or anything. You let us have that extra room in your house, or we'll have it fucking tore down. You think so, you son of a bitch? People, all this shit is outrage. It cannot be argued. And there's a goddamn pile of it as big as Mount Everest, and people talking about us keeping the moral high ground. When you fucking, until you can, I mean, if Hunter Biden fucking with little fucking girls, little tiny girls, babies, and cocaine, fucking pedophiling them, isn't going to fucking get you off your ass, well, what will? Well, is it just Trump?
I'm sure he learned it from his dad, and probably every one of them in Washington.
You goddamn right he did. Let's see what here. Trump has promised to ban child gender transition but owns stock in big pharma companies. He's promised to investigate for illegally marketing hormone therapies and puberty blockers by Morgan Phillips. Here you go, you Trump tards. I mean, hey, let's get Trumpy back in there. I mean, Mr. fucking warp speed, kill the fucking people as many as you can before they figure out what the fuck you're doing and start refusing to take the shot, even under the acts of coercion that you have used to take the voluntary out of it. I mean, again, outrage, goddamn right it is. It is fucking outrageous. What they are doing is fucking, they are unlawful. It is a goddamn act of treason and sedition. It is up to us to fucking enforce that fucking law of December 15, 1791. And we're not fucking doing it. That's why they can do this kind of shit. That's why they could walk right in your fucking house and rape your fucking child right in front of you. And you could fucking, I'm going to get me a good lawyer. I'm going to sue. Is that going to give your child back their goddamn their life? Think what that does to these kids. If you won't protect the fucking children, we're worthless. Even after he promised to go big after Big Pharma, for pushing such drugs to minors, former President Trump has held stock in three companies that make the puberty blockers that are essential for children undergoing gender transition. I bet he didn't know. He probably didn't know, guys. The left-wing gender insanity began being pushed on our children is an act of child abuse. Very simple. Here is my plan to stop the chemical, physical, and emotional mutilation of our youth, Trump said in a campaign speech on February 1st. But as recently as the end of last year, Trump held between $600,000 and $3 and $1,251,000 in three companies that make gender-affirming therapies and hormone blockers, according to DailyMail.com analysts of his financial disclosures. So, of course, well, and what? I mean, this is what makes him eligible. This is why they want him back. This is why these fucking Trump tars want this son of a, he's qualified. To be qualified to be called president, but not a president, because there is no goddamn president of this goddamn country. There is a goddamn, what the hell is that? I want to call it, like a king, monarchical fucking corporate head. And that's what this son of a bitch, they want him back. And I mean, I've heard people talk around me. And they tell me, well, my paycheck was so much better. Yeah, you dumb motherfucker. This is what I tell them. You dumb, ignorant motherfucker. Your fucking paycheck, yeah, they were shelling out fucking the bucks to you. But at the same time, they were building that nuclear arsenal. Remember he said he'd build the bigger America? Limited government? Well, the rhinos, don't you know? Republicans are fucking goofy is what you are. They're not fucking rhinos. They're fucking goddamn desperado fucking criminals. And the fucking bottom line is this son of a bitch here is fucking the worst of them. And you'll accept it. It don't matter to you that he lied right to your fucking face. That's what I don't get. I mean, the son of a bitch fucking lied right to your fucking face on, well, let's take the guns and then we'll have the fucking due process of the law. This ain't no fucking American. This is an internationalist and he couldn't even be president. I mean, I don't give a shit what none of you fuckers out there say. His mom was Scottish. He was not a natural-born American national. And only natural-born American nationals under the fucking Bill of Rights can be fucking goddamn president of the United States. I don't know. There isn't even a president because there have to be a fucking constitution for there to be a president. And there ain't no fucking constitution. There ain't never been. This has all been a fucking scam since fucking 1789, man. And we have fucking, I mean, slowly but surely, it's come to fruition. Everything that the fucking anti-federalists warned us about. They warned us and warned us. And man, oh, they told us. And then they gave us the ultimate fucking remedy. They gave us they didn't give it to us. We gave it to ourselves. But they acknowledged and fucking made law our authority to fucking trump these motherfuckers. To say that we are the supreme jurisdictional authority in this fucking country. This is our law. You are going to fucking obey it or you're going to die. And it was, and they counted on us, man. I mean, the people that fought for this, they died. Their fucking homes were burnt. They fought a terrible fucking war so that they could fucking write that down on a fucking piece of paper and say, these are our goddamn rights. That's what we fucking fought for. We didn't fight for a goddamn corporate fiefdom kingdom of the fucking international corporate mafia. And hey, people, it's not going to self-enforce. You fucking, if you ain't got what it takes to fucking enforce the fucking law, you don't deserve to have the fucking law. But I mean, we can go on. Let's talk about your boy Trump. I mean, Trump stays in the fucking goddamn picture here. How can he? Here's another damning fucking goddamn reality about fucking Trump we're talking about here. He's making big fucking bucks off this fucking cutting little kids' peters off and sewing them on little fucking girl shit. From the time they're little, I mean, they want them from the time, like I said yesterday, they were worried about, 14, 16-year-olds being savvy enough to be out on the fucking streets. But, hey, go to school, man, and have your dick cut off. That's okay. You're plenty fucking goddamn astute enough with enough life experience to vote at 16. We have to talk about these things because we got something to fucking talk about. But it still comes down to the fact that, hey, you know what? It don't fucking matter. I mean, we'll let fucking people fucking molest 60-year-old girls, man. We'll let motherfuckers molest 6-year-old girls and do cocaine with them. And we are fucking goddamn, because United States of Khazaria, this is how bad Khazaria was. And then, that's what we've got here. The decadence, unbelievable. Fucking and people, even the people calling themselves fucking the Christian, fucking Judeo Christians. You're fucking, when you say that Judeo, you commit fucking treason. You realize that, right? You put nothing before the United States of these Americas. You put nothing before that fucking Bill of Rights, before the law of this fucking land, you dirty son of a bitches. But hey, man, it's all right for the Jews to fucking goddamn violate it. It's all right for every motherfucker in the goddamn world to violate it by crossing into our fucking territories, I mean, in our country. I mean, look, I mean, think back, try to think back 20 years if they would have tried to bum rush the fucking border like they've done. And when I watched it happening in Europe, man, I remember I was thinking to myself, these fucking Europeans are just standing there watching it. They're watching, they were in rank and file, just marching right into their fucking country and taking over. And the people weren't lifting a fucking finger. I go, how is this fucking possible? Well, now I know how it's possible. It takes goddamn cowards, and it takes fucking cowards. That's all you can say, because you do have the goddamn ways and means to stop it. We have the ways and means to enforce the law. You have the ways and means to stop those little girls from being fucking molested by a fucking animal, by a fucking sick fucking dog like Hunter Biden. But you know, if we hear anything about Hunter Biden, it'll be about his commercial activities, because that's all that counts. He can go ahead and screw little fucking six-year-olds if he wants. That's his lifestyle, don't you know? Now you just leave him alone. The former president and current GOP 2024 candidate. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. Do it! You goddamn ignorant motherfucking treasonous bastards. Go ahead. See what the fucker leaves. He'll go there and he'll pile up another bunch of shit and then they'll hand it over to the fucking communists. You don't know that that son of a bitch sits through the same hole as fucking Joe Biden. Him and Joe Biden are brethren. They stick together. All he did was pass the baton. He built fucking huge arsenals of fucking weapons while our people slept under fucking bridges. The American nationals that could trace their lineage back to the beginning of this country slept under fucking bridges. He built a huge fucking arsenal because our arsenal was low. We were in threat from China that we could destroy with our fucking Titan submarines. China. We had to build that huge arsenal. Now, what's happening to that big, huge arsenal? Oh, it's been taken over to the Ukraine, and it's being fucking sold on the fucking black market. You think that old Trumpy ain't getting his fucking cut of the action, man? He is a gangster. You motherfuckers have gone from, I remember when it was, the lesser of two evils. You've gone to fucking, oh, I'm going to go with this gangster here. You know the motherfucker's a gangster. You know he's a liar. You know that he is fucking a goddamn traitor because he's the king of Israel. You know all of these things about him. You know that the fucker would take your guns if he could. You know that he fucking lies. So what the fuck compels you to fucking want this son of a bitch back? You know he's a liar. You know he's out to fuck you. You know he'll try to take your guns. So what the fuck is it? Are you guys fucking in love with orange hair or some kind of shit? He's promised to urge Congress to pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. And he's promised here. Listen to this now. You guys listen close. He's promised. That's I promise. To urge. That's kind of an open subject matter. Now, it's not demand. That's not fucking goddamn command. That is not, you're going to be fucking arrested if you don't urge Congress to pass a law. Come on. Hey, you pedophiles and you transsexuals, I'm urging you to pass a law against being pedophiles and fucking goddamn transvestites. I'm urging you to pass a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation. You people who are doing the child sexual mutilation in all 50 states. And claw back Medicare and Medicaid funding from any hospitals that provides gender transition care for minors. Do you see what I'm looking at here? I mean, goddamn, can you people fucking interpret that Bill of Rights, 10 fucking articles? We just jump on board, man, and we wipe these fuckers out, and we don't have to look at this shit no more. I'm going to urge. What is urge? Did he urge him? He flat told you he was going to fucking end DACA on his first fucking day. Remember that? He promised he would. That was one of his promises. And then later on, he's talking about campaign rhetoric. I think this is campaign rhetoric. Because you're talking about Mr. Warp Speed there, the one that fucking had him sticking goddamn these needles with his death shot in it in people before they stuck it in a fucking rat. Trump then promised to have the Department of Justice investigate Big Pharma. The Department of Justice, who the hell is that? You mean King Charles's motherfucking goddamn esquires? Are they involved in this this fucking justice system? Excuse me. Investigate Big Pharma, huh? To determine whether they have deliberately covered up horrific long-term side effects. There goes our goddamn... Well, we got to put the broadcaster back up. They just keep knocking it down. They don't like... Man, can't you talk about something fucking that we like, Henry? No, I can't. I'm sorry. I am just so fucking sorry. You can't believe it. Investigate Big Pharma. Illegally marketed hormones and puberty blockers. No serious country should be telling its children that they were born with the wrong gender. Yeah, well, you're talking to my language. He's just like me. Oh, Trump, he's just like me. He thinks the same. God bless him. God bless him. He's found God. Concept that was never heard of in all of human history. No shit. Nobody ever heard of this. What's happening today, Trump concluded. Yeah, son of a bitch, huh? Children as young as 8 who are diagnosed with gender dysphoria can be given medications to halt the puberty process. And you know what you're fucking doing? You are fucking with Mother Nature, man. You're fucking with nature, and you're going to destroy yourselves and everything on this goddamn planet with you. This is a god. I mean, this is a miracle that fucking life can be on this goddamn planet. It's a goddamn equilibrium, a very fucking fragile equilibrium. And we've ripped holes in the ozone. I mean, you got these rich fucks going up in their goddamn little capsules that go up and, you know, I'm going up, I get to look at the fucking moon because I'm filthy fucking rich. I mean, I get to look at the earth from space, burning holes, more holes in the ozone, making it fucking worse. That's global warming. That's your fault. That's your fault. Ain't our fucking airplane spraying the goddamn aluminum oxide. It ain't us. It's you. That's a fucking Jew for you. And Trump's a fucking Jew. He puts the fucking Jews first, and he puts I got a little more money in my paycheck when he was president, and he'll let you have a little more money too. And then what's that fucking money worth now? What are the things that you fucking bought with it worth now? Oh, mercy sakes alive, people. Let's see what else it was on this thing here today. Oh, yeah, insane. Tempe, Arizona, first annual all-ages pride party featured LGBTQ rapper performing songs about gay anal sex and converting straight men gay through sex acts to a crowd that included infants and children. And you can go look at this sick, sick son of a bitch. And this is, see, as long as this shit here is going on, people, don't pretend like you're outraged over a fucking boot. Don't pretend like you're outraged over any fucking thing that they fucking throw at you. How can you be outraged? If you're fucking outraged, you wouldn't be letting this happen to little fucking children. California Senate approves $300 weekly checks for unemployed illegals by Susanna Lucia. What it looks like, Susanna Lucia. California Senate on Tuesday voted to pay $300 weekly checks to unemployed illegal immigrants, even as the state faces a roughly $315 billion deficit and mass illegal immigration. You don't think they're trying to destroy this country on purpose, do you? They wouldn't do that, would they? California's unemployment insurance fund, which was defrauded of some $31 billion during the COVID-19. Here, they got to stick that motherfucker in there, don't they? COVID-19 doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. There was no COVID-19 pandemic. That is the fucking root of the fucking scam that they have used to try to strip you of your fucking Bill of Rights and fucking make a goddamn international slave out of you. COVID-19 does not exist. The pandemic never existed. It's all staged to try and steal your fucking rights, to try to steal your own fucking will and your being. Pandemic would be charged, would be in charge of dispensing the checks. California employers are on the hook for the fund, a $20 billion debt in the form of higher payroll taxes and threaten employee-heavy small business and restaurants already devastated by California Democratic. I mean, it's not Democrats. It's not fucking Republicans. Why do you keep playing these fucking things? There's no COVID-19. There are no fucking Democrats. There are no fucking Republicans. It is the goddamn international corporate mafia trying to enslave the population of this fucking earth and take all every fucking asset that fucking belongs to the people away from them, call the people down to 500 million so that they can keep them under fucking control, and then they can be gods on this earth. They can do any fucking kinky, sick, son of a bitchin' thing they want. Hell, they could even take little six-year-olds and fucking dress them up like prostitutes and then get out the fucking crack cocaine and film it. And get away with it. Why? I mean, as long as that's happening, as long as we know that happened and there's nothing else being said about it, you know where you fucking stand. And it says a strict COVID-19 lockdowns. There was no COVID-19. There is no COVID-19. There never has been a COVID-19. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. COVID-19 does not exist. Anyhow, people, we're going to call it a day. We made it through. We had to fight them a little bit because they do not like this, because they do not like us talking about Hunter Biden, that motherfucking pervert, that fucking pedophilic piece of fucking dog shit, that mad dog motherfucker that's hurting little fucking children, little six-year-olds, little fucking six-year-old girls, and cocaine, and filming it right in your fucking face. Don't tell me you have indignant fucking goddamn feelings towards anything. Until you take care of that, the rest of this shit is fucking irrelevant. How about that? And that is the word from the fucking trenches. I'll tell you that right now. Come on.